Interesting times we are in right now. COVID-19. But yet, while no sports are happening in the arenas or stadiums right now, the sports business still continues to go on in, with the off-season and with other decisions being made. And one of the big ones coming up is the NFL draft, which will be in 9 days from now on April 23rd. A lot of talent coming out of college, here to help some NFL teams trying to build their next foundation to get themselves to the Vince Lombardi Trophy for the upcoming Super Bowl. And this is where the road begins. And I want to look at one particular team that's beginning to make that journey where I think eventually they could become an eventual Super Bowl contender. Maybe sooner than later. The Jets. Yes, a team that had been a laughingstock for my entire life, basically. But now, I'm happy to say that I think the Jets are finally in a position where they could become the next big threat in the AFC East. That division has changed. Patriots, no more Tom Brady. Dolphins are rebuilding. New England, as I said, is rebuilding. Buffalo is going to be a threat now, but it's not like it's only New England or else. Now it's open to any team to really grab a stranglehold on. And the Jets now, I think, are the next big threat with the additions they've made, with the pieces they have, and with the upcoming NFL draft. They could finally make the big addition that this team has needed for years that could finally catapult them to the upper echelon in the NFL. If I'm the Jets, with the number 11 pick, they must draft a wide receiver. You know how long it's been since the Jets had one? 2001. The Jets drafted Santana Moss in the first round, number 16 pick of the 2001 draft. That is the last time the Jets ever drafted a wide receiver in round one. Altogether, the Jets have only drafted 5 wide receivers total in their entire history of a franchise in the first round of a draft. That amazing? Look how many wide receivers the Jets have missed out on in the over 50 years of their history. And they only have drafted altogether in the first round 5 wide receivers. Stunning. Well, now 2020 is here with a chance for the Jets to finally rewrite history. Finally get that weapon they needed for all this time. And there's some solid wide receivers coming out of the 2020 draft. But there's one in particular that I think the Jets had better make a move on and make sure they get with the number 11 pick. The top one out of Alabama, Jerry Jeudy. Why does he help the Jets? He has all the intangibles you need in a wide receiver. The main ones, speed, hands, athleticism. But the one thing that separates him from all wide receivers in the draft is his ability to see down the field. And I'll tell you this, not every wide receiver has those full package qualities in them. You may have one or two of them, but not all of them. Jerry Jeudy has every one of these talents to be a top threat wide receiver. And now he needs to go to a team that will get him the ball, that has a great quarterback to throw the ball to him, and could be a presence for that club over the next 10 years. And I think the Jets could be the perfect fit for Jerry Jeudy to be that solid wide receiver with a young quarterback in Sam Darnold and with a good talent around him that this team has needed for years. The talent is there. Now the Jets need to build their team now to make Jerry Jeudy that top threat that he could be. And now the Jets have made some of those additions already. They needed to boost up the O-line in addition to their wide receiving core. They did that. They added Greg Van Rotten to be one of their guards. They added McGovern to be their center. They added Breshad Perriman to be another wide receiver to really be kind of like a duo pair. If you put Judy in there, that completes the duo pair the Jets haven't had in years. You want to have a wide receiver that draws other defenders to him and opens up lanes for the other receivers that Darnold can get the ball to. Give him options, something he hasn't had. And now the Jets, I can honestly say, if they get Jerry Jeudy, they will have the full package team that they've been looking for a long time. And I credit Joe Douglas for doing this. He needed to surround this team with legit talent. He needed to surround this team with good playmakers, people that will buy into the system, and he's done that. The crowning piece now will be how Joe Douglas acts in his very first year as Jets general manager. And we're going to see what he does in a draft for the very first time. Will he finally get the Jets the piece they need that's going to solidify the Jets as an offensive threat in the AFC East? Well, we're about to find out soon in just 9 days. But getting Jerry Jeudy, a solid route runner, a solid speedster, a good hand receiver, somebody that you know you can put the ball in his hands and he'll make the big plays. That's who the Jets need, and that's what every great football team has. That's why the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this past year, because having Tyreek Hill, having Robinson, having Travis Kelce, having Patrick Mahomes, having all those pieces that you can get the ball to confidently is what allowed them to win. And that's now what the Jets are very close to getting if they do this right, with the number 11 pick in the 2020 draft. So now, it's time for the Jets to go after it and really show the world the type of team they really are.